Welcome back to chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. This is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mountain. The key to the Sermon on the Mountain is the way that our Lord uses two expressions. One was, "You have heard," and the other was that short, emphatic word, "but." When he said, "You have heard," he reached back to what humans have heard for centuries. Many of us today still hear sayings of them of old, such as, "Every tub sits on its own bottom," "If you make up your bed, you must lie in it," or "You only live once, go for the gusto," or "One match can start a forest fire." I remember when I was in school, Smokey the Bear said that "one match can start a forest fire." I believed it until I went camping and I discovered that I couldn't start a campfire with one match. Show me a bear that can start a campfire with one match, and I'll take him camping with me. In the Sermon on the Mountain, or the Beatitudes as it is known by many, our Lord takes the catchwords of the world, security, revenge, laughter, popularity, get even, comfort, and turns them upside down. To those who would say, "You can't be happy unless you're rich," Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." I recall what Jesus told one church in the book of Revelations. "I know your poverty, but you are rich." To those who say, "Don't let them get away with it," Jesus says, "Offer the other cheek." To those who say, "Laugh, and the world will laugh with you," Jesus said, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." To those who say, "If nature gives you sexual instincts, you ought to give them free expression," Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Did you hear that? Blessed are the pure in heart. Let us never confuse the word pure with innocence. We refer to children as being innocent, but we know none of our children are pure. You may be innocent of ever actually committing adultery with another person, but are you completely innocent? Have you ever actually wanted to do this? If so, you're not pure. To those who seek to be popular, our Lord says, "Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake." The cheap cliches around which movies are made and novels are written, our Lord, he scorns them. All of the false beatitudes which make happiness depend on self-expression, such as having a good time, or eat and drink and be merry for the morrow you die, he rejects them because they bring false hopes, fears, and anxieties. Those who would escape the impact of the message from the mountain say that our Lord was a creature of his time. Therefore, his words do not apply to us. Jesus was not a man of his time, nor of any time, but we are. Our Lord did not belong to his time or his day, any more than he belongs to ours. And because he suited no age, he is the model of all ages. He never used a phrase that depended on the social order in which he lived. His gospel was no easier then than it is now. This is my second lesson on the Sermon on the Mountain. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another lesson on this same subject. Jesus said, "He that hears my sayings and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.